Well, hey guys, and welcome to our weekly team meeting. This is Christy Wooten, and I'm very happy to be here with you guys today to share with you how to work leads from start to finish. And I do have a lot of information to go over today, so I'm just going to go ahead and jump right in. If you haven't already grabbed a pen and paper, definitely do so. You'll probably want to write some of this information down. So getting started with how to work a lead from start to finish. First of all, leads are the lifeblood of your business. If you don't have leads, you don't have business. So it's incredibly important to make mastering lead generation a huge goal. We are very blessed here on our team to have such an amazing training program in place to assist us with this goal. When I first started this business, I had no idea what a lead was. I didn't know what internet advertising was, any of it. But that was okay because I had the desire to learn, and everything I needed to know was right there on the training site. The leaders before us have paved the way, and they've done all the hard work and research so that we can succeed. There are so many different ways that you can generate leads that it can seem like a very overwhelming task at first. Just understand that this is a skill that will take some time to master. You won't become an expert overnight with lead generation. Since there are so many things that you can do, I just took it one step at a time and just went down the list and of all the ideas that are on the training side and that you'll receive from your leaders. And I tried everything until I found my niche. And the really neat thing is that everything worked. But I did find my niche with the internet methods because it fit into my lifestyle better with being a full-time, you know, mom at home with kids. But in the beginning when I was doing a lot of local methods, I was also enrolling quite a few people. Things like flyers, business cards, and sizzle cards, they work very, very well. And with lead generation, you can work the free methods, the low-cost methods, and also the more expensive methods like co-ops and newspaper ads, website ads, things of that nature. If you don't have enough leads coming in at this very moment, please get with your enroller today so that you can get that resolved as soon as possible. Okay, so now you have leads and you may be wondering what to do with them. This is a very common question that I receive from new team members. It's exciting to see your ads working, but once you get that opt-in request for interview or new lead Freedom at Home team email notification, you might get a little nervous and wonder, what now? First of all, before you start generating leads, you need to know what to say to your prospects when they do request an interview. You should have already decided on a script and practiced it many times, whether reading it on your own or role-playing with a friend or a family member. If not, this is the time to do that. We have a lot of wonderful scripts to choose from, and you can find those on Focal Point under the Resource Center and also on the Contacts page under Call Contact. They are all great, and they all work. Just go through them and find the one that fits your personality the best. And then what happens with a lot of people is they start out using one of the ones that we provide, and then slowly over time it ends up turning into their own, and then you have your own script. But it's a great place to start using one of the ones that we already have in place for you. Now, the first thing I do when I'm getting ready to call a lead, I pull up their contact page on Focal Point, so I have all their information right in front of me. And here I can click on Call Contact to choose which script I will use, and I will also have the Send Email option handy. And also, I'll be able to change the contact interest if necessary after the call. And I will mention how and why these tools are important and when to use them later on in this call. Now, there's two different successful ways that you can work your leads. Top recruiters on our team use both methods. It's really just a personal preference on which one fits you the best. And I'm going to go over both and which method fits who the best, and then you can decide on your own. The first method is the 30-second script sizzle call method. For our new team members, sizzle calls are recorded presentation calls that can be accessed 24/7 by calling into a specific phone number that some people use to send prospects to or three-way them into. And the call is basically the whole presentation. It does the presentation for you. My sizzle call number is 760-569-1331 if you would like to listen to it. Again, that's 760-569-1331 if you'd like to listen to it or if you'd like to use it. The reason I did create it was for any of our team members that would like to use it. Sizzle calls are great. They're a really great tool for us, but not the primary and most recommended way to work leads. You will always get the best results by getting them on the phone and either doing the presentation or answering any questions they already have from listening to a Sizzle or maybe reading the information on the position overview page. However, there is a method called the 30-second script, and you can find this script on the Focal Point system under 30-second script. And basically, you call your leads, and instead of giving a full presentation, you give brief information like this. And this is actually the 30-second script right here. And it's, "Hi, it's Mary there. This is Christy Wooten with AmeriPlan. I received your request this week for some information about working at home with us. I was actually calling for two reasons. One, I just wanted to say hello and introduce myself. The second is I wanted to make sure you knew exactly where to find all the details about working at home with us online. Do you have a pen? Okay, you can either listen to a recorded overview call at any time. The number for that is 760-569-1331. Or if you prefer, you can read an overview of the position online on an email I just sent over to you. Whichever you prefer is fine. Just review the information, jot down your questions, and give me a call back, and I'll get those answered for you. My number is 904, blah, blah, blah. My name again is Christy Wooten. I'm a national sales director, and I work from home with the company as well. So you can pretty much reach me anytime, and I will answer all your questions, and we can see if working at home with our team is a good fit for you as well. I look forward to your call." And that's it. And I know what you may be thinking. That sounds awesome and will save me a ton of time, and I'll have to do less work. I completely understand that thought process. However, the only times I recommend this method is, one, when someone has a fear of the phone. When I first started, I had a huge fear of the phone, so I would three-way people into Janie's Sizzle call. I would call them, give a very brief one-minute description of our company, and then I would three-way them into a Sizzle call and then answer any questions that they had at the end. What was great about this method was, while I was prospecting, I was training at the same time. After listening to Janie's 17-minute presentation 100 times, I built up confidence, which helped me to get rid of my fear, and I was really ready to go out on my own. So the Sizzle call method worked for me in the beginning, but I knew that I couldn't use it forever because, again, you will get the best results doing the presentation yourself. We are in the people business, and it's so important to make a connection with your prospect, and talking to them is the way to do that. Another way I recommend this method is if you have so many leads, you don't have time to call them and do the whole presentation yourself. And so many leads would be defined as having like 100-plus leads. If you only have 20 leads and you email them or call them and just give them a Sizzle call to listen to, you will most likely only hear back from maybe one or two. If you have 100, though, you may hear back from 10, for example. Another way that I recommend this method is in your final email to a prospect that you were unable to reach. And we will go into this in more detail about how to use this email in just a few minutes. But basically, once you've tried to reach your prospects three times and you're still, you know, unsuccessful in reaching them, you can send them an email including the Sizzle call information. So that is the first method with the 30-second script. The second method is doing the full presentation. And when to work this method is when you don't have a lot of leads coming in and if you have time to make a lot of calls. And, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be a lot of calls. I recommend, you know, doing 3 to 5 full presentations per day, which once you get good at it, you can squeeze that into about an hour's time. And you will get the best results working this method because with the email 30-second script system, people do fall through the cracks. However, the email Sizzle system is a great solution to those who do have 40-plus interview leads per day and have very little phone time to devote. Sometimes when I get majorly overloaded, I do work mine the 30-second method, and it works great. However, just not as good as when I do my full presentation. Now, when someone requests an interview or fills out the capture page form on my site, they automatically start receiving the autoresponder emails that are already set up for us in Focal Point. And the emails are basically thanking them for requesting information or an interview and letting them know that I'll be contacting them within the next 24 to 48 hours. It also gives full details about the company and a couple of links to do a little more research, including that position overview page. And one common question that I get a lot of is people get a little confused with whether or not they should call the ones that come in as notifications that say new lead Freedom at Home team. Some people are a little confused thinking they don't need to call those leads, that they're only supposed to call leads that request an interview. That is false. You want to call both leads. I call my request for an interview leads, and I also call my leads that come in that say new lead Freedom at Home team. A lot of times your prospects will think that that was their request for an interview, so you don't want to not call those leads. You do want to call those. I do try to call my leads within 24 to 48 hours. If it goes beyond that, that's okay. I still call them, but that's what I aim for. You'll see on the request for interview form a selected time in which they would like you to call them. If you can call them at the time specified, fantastic. If you can't, no worries. I used to work at a job during the day, and I would make my calls on my lunch break and on my drive home sitting in traffic, so my leads would be called between 12 and 12:45 or between 4:45 and 6 o'clock, regardless of what time they selected. If they were unavailable, I left a message, and the serious ones would get back with me. Now, if someone called or emailed back and said they were only available at 8 p.m., for example, I would make time to call them at that hour. So don't feel like you have to call them at the time they selected. You can try to, but ultimately, call them at your convenience. I do have a three-strikes rule with leads. I call each lead three times, once a day, 3 days in a row. For example, I would call once on Monday, leave a message, and I do use the 30-second script voicemail that you can find on FocalPoint. Then, as I have the contact page pulled up in front of me, I immediately send the I tried reaching you email. It's very easy to do this. You can do this simply by clicking on the send email option on the contact page that you have right in front of you. And that's what makes it so convenient, is since you have it open right in front of you while you're making the call, it's super easy and fast. And in this case, I would continue by making another call on Tuesday, and then Wednesday I would make my final call and leave my final message. And after that third call, if I'm still unable to reach them, I send my unable to reach you email. This email is very simple and basically states that I received your request for an interview but have been unsuccessful in reaching you. If you're still interested, please contact me back. And also, I leave a sizzle call on the email for them to listen to at their convenience since I've already worked this lead to the best of my ability. I set up this email as a template in FocalPoint to easily send it out to the contact when I have their contact page pulled up. And if it isn't already saved in my contacts, I make sure the email is saved in my address book and then I bless and release. And if you'd like a copy of that email, just let me know. I'm happy to share it with anybody. Now, when I reach a prospect and I make a full presentation and they don't sign up on the spot for whatever reason, maybe they need to talk with their husband, they don't have the money to start right now, whatever the reason, I give them my contact information, my name, my phone number, and my email address. And if they're a really good prospect, I'll even let them know they can find me on Facebook. And then I set them up in a follow-up email system so they can start receiving my follow-up emails. And I do this very simply by changing the folder, which is under the Contact Interest tab that they're in, from the General, for example, to the Follow-up IBO folder. And you guys also have that folder in emails in your FocalPoint system right now, so you could start using them now if you haven't already done so. And again, just to go over that real quickly, you have the contact page pulled up right in front of you. All you need to do is click on the Contact Interest tab, and you'll see all the different folders that they are in. Maybe they came in your Purchased IBO folder, maybe in your General, maybe in your Mom's. I change it from one of those, and I move it down to the follow-up IBO, and then I click Save Changes, and they automatically start receiving follow-up emails from there. Now, my three follow-up emails consist of the first one is we spoke earlier about your career from home. This one goes out immediately. I send this right after I talk with them. So right when I change the contact interest, this is set to go out to them. It's a recap of the opportunity, and it also provides them with links to do a little bit more research. The second email is titled, I was hoping to hear from you. This one goes out on day 5. It states that I was hoping to hear that they were still looking to join our team. It's basically just a checking in type email to see if they have any additional questions and if they're still interested. And the third email is titled, Sorry I Missed You. It goes out on day 10. And it basically states that I'm sorry I missed you to follow up on your interest in working at home with our company. If you're still interested, let me know. And this email also includes my IBO Plus site on it so that they can enroll themselves online now or anytime in the future. But I highly recommend that if you're going to include your IBO Plus site on any of your emails, to put a little note. I always put important in red letters, and I highlight it. I let them know that when they reach the package selection screen that they'll need to choose which level that they'd like, 50, 75, 150, before continuing on to the next screen so that they can be commission qualified. I always put that in any email that has my enrollment link on it. Now, for future follow-up, I know you guys heard me mention quite a few times today, maybe even in the past, to save their email address to your address book. You never want to throw away an email address. Now, if they come in through your website, of course it will already be set up, but sometimes leads will come to you in other directions. Sometimes people will just call you. Sometimes people will Facebook you. If your the email's not already set up in your focal point system, you want to make sure that you set up a contact page for them with their email address. So you always want to keep email addresses. And the reason why is sometimes the timing just isn't right in people's lives when you initially speak with them. But you never know what the future holds for them. They could get laid off, research the whole internet, and find out that there aren't really many jobs out there, that there are a lot of scams out there, et cetera. They could come back to you days, weeks, months, and even years later, ready to get started. I had a very nice lady call me last week that I spoke to back in 2007. That is, what, 5 years ago? That's awesome. So people will come back to you over time, and it has happened to me so many times in the past. I would say every single month people come back to me. So you definitely want to keep their email addresses for future follow-up, and most importantly, be here when they come back to you. I also had one last week who was looking for the person she initially spoke with a year ago, and she couldn't find them, so she ran across my site. And I even checked with the company to make sure, you know, to see if that person was still active and to get her current contact information, and she was no longer with the company. So this lady that she spoke with a year ago came back and ended up enrolling in my group because she's not here anymore. So you don't want that to happen to you. So you don't want to quit and not be here when you're ready. When they're ready. Your goal with prospecting is not only to get enrollments on the spot, but also to build your pipeline. Your pipeline is gold in this business, and basically your pipeline is everybody you've spoken to in the past. If you build a big pipeline, times like when we have enrollment promotions, like our half off or 80% off to get started, for example, you can blast an email to everyone in your address book and let them know about it. People that may not have had the money back then could afford it better at the discounted, you know, promotion price. Or people who are a little nervous to invest a little more will be more likely to give this a try while it's super cheap. It also shows longevity. People in your pipeline will see that you've been emailing them once a month for 3 years and think, wow, this must really work if she's still doing it. The bigger your pipeline, the better your response will be with your email blast. So don't get discouraged if your prospects don't enroll on the spot. Consider it a victory that you've just added another person to your growing pipeline. You know, just an example of an email blast. I sent one out on Friday, and I had a very nice lady enroll on Saturday from a blast. And I don't even remember when I spoke with her initially. It was a few years ago. So every single month, once you build up your email, your pipeline, you're going to have enrollments from your pipeline every single month as you continue to build it. Okay, so for those of you guys who may be wondering what is an email broadcast or how do I do those, I'd be happy to share when, how, and what I send to my pipeline. First, an email broadcast is a specific email that you create yourself or an email that has already been created that you can send to your entire email list. We already have a bunch preloaded into the Focal Point system under the email broadcast section, under the Sales Tool tab, and those are right there set up and ready for you to use. The content of this type of email is basically a prospecting email, info about the company, links to do research, and your contact information. When you send out these email blasts, you may get some replies asking you to take them off your list. No worries. Just respectfully take them off. Don't focus on that negative stuff because you will also get positive responses from those that are ready to get started or want more information. Focus on that. If you don't have anyone reply to your email blast or anybody ready to go or wanting more information, take that as a sign that you need to be talking with more people to build a larger pipeline. I send one email blast every month, And then, of course, anytime something exciting happens, like an enrollment promotion or like last month when they announced the Cadillac Club and all the fast track bonuses. And I have so many great success stories from email blasts of those that have come back to me months and years later. I had one come back to me after 3 years. And actually, I've had, you know, since that happened, I've had a few more that have come back after 4 and 5. But this one's my favorite story. We initially communicated via email back in August of 2006. He had found me doing a Google search for Ameriplan IBOs in Florida. And he had been with Ameriplan back in the 90s, but hadn't continued for some reason. He heard that we were featured in the magazine Your Business at Home at the time, actually that month, and he asked me if I would send him a copy. And I was a brand new RSD, only 3 months into the business, so I was so excited that I threw my little ones in the car and we drove to Books A Million to get him that magazine. And I mailed it to him that afternoon, and I followed up with him about a week later, but I never heard back. And I tried again and still nothing. So I sat there as a new RSD a little discouraged. But I knew that I had to shake it off and bless and release and focus forward and not backwards. So I continued searching and talking to new prospects, and I never heard from him again until 3 years later. He called me and left me a voicemail. And surprisingly, I remembered his name from writing it on that envelope years back. I called him. We spoke for a little while. He told me that he had been receiving my email blast every month for 3 years, and he was watching my progress and that he watched me go from an RSD to NSD, and he watched all the great changes and growth Ameriplan had been having, and that was really impressive to him. But anyway, he enrolled that day into our top package at the time, and he reached his first promotion 18 days later. And if I wouldn't have sent out those emails, he may have forgotten about me, or if I would have quit, he would have found someone else. And I have so many great stories like that, but that is one of my favorite because it's such a great one. So don't get discouraged if they don't enroll on the spot. They could come back to you. Just make it your goal to build a huge pipeline. It's actually fun. I love doing it. And also, if you want more enrollments, talk to more people. Increase your numbers. Don't get discouraged if someone hangs up on you, which is extremely rare if you're working good leads. And don't get discouraged if you get a lot of voicemails. That's not something you can control. Someone asked me yesterday, how do I get people to answer the phone? Well, you can't really make people answer the phone, but what you can do is make yourself call more people until someone answers. So focus on what you can control versus what you cannot control. And those are basically the exact details of how to work leads successfully. Again, both methods work great. You just really need to decide which one is the best fit for you based on how much time you have, how many leads you have coming in, all that good stuff. And if you decide to do one, for example, the 30-second method, and it doesn't work for you after a while, try the other one and vice versa. Just know that both options are available to you. So give me just a moment, and I will open up the call for any questions that you guys may have. Hey, guys, any questions for me?
Yes, Christy. How can we get the things that you've gone over very quickly in terms of your autoresponders, you know, when you make 3 calls, that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
How do we get
Do you have the focal point system set up?
Yep.
Then you already have them. Each time somebody requests an interview or requests information on your capture page, they automatically start receiving a series of autoresponders that are already set up for you. And also, when you change the contact interest after you speak with them, you can change them to the new, the follow-up IBO folder. There's also autoresponders already set up in there for you, so the second that you switch them over to that new folder, they'll start receiving those emails. So everything I mentioned today, with an exception of the unable to reach you email, is already set up in Focal Point for you guys. Even the email blast that I mentioned that you can send once a month, those are even in there under email broadcast, all set up for you.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. Any other questions, guys? All right, everybody doing well with working their leads? Sounds like it. All right, last call. Any questions?
Quiet.
I know, quiet group today.
About lead
Maybe
generation.
You guys are just excited to get off the phone and work some leads, huh?
About lead generation.
Information.
Yeah, it is a lot of information. I think it's something that a lot of new team members, you know, wonder about. I know when I was brand new, I kind of learned how to work leads by trial and error, just kind of seeing what works. But it's really nice that we have such a concrete system in place now that you guys can follow. You know, both methods work great. You know, it's really just a personal preference on, you know, what's the best fit for you. Okay, guys, well, if you don't have any questions, I will let you go for today. Thank you guys all for being on the call. I hope this cleared up any questions or confusions that you may have had regarding, you know, how to work leads. And if you come up with any as you're, you know, working on these methods, just let me know or let any of us know, you know, what your questions are. And as always, I hope you guys have a beautiful and productive rest of the week. I will talk with you soon. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.